Diaper Bank is just an amazing organization. They responded to a need in the community that a lot of people don't think about.
People aren't able to afford basic need items. And it's surprising that people don't think that diapers and period supplies are basic need items, like toilet paper or soap or deodorant, but they are.
I think any mother, any struggling mother, knows how it feels when you have that little bit of help and everything is not loaded on your plate.
During the weekday mornings, you can see what happens to those diapers. You see them go out to partners. You see them doing what our mission is, helping those who need diapers.
When individuals and families are able to have access to basic need items that they need, like diapers and period supplies, that really reduces your stress. That reduces any mental health issues that you might experience from that. It greatly increases the quality of life. The mission of the
So you're listening to a video that is really out there to promote the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank, and that's what we're here to do today as well, because you've heard me talk about this before. We talk about like government and how government can help. Forget about all of that, because if you're waiting on government to help everything, you'll be waiting forever. So what we have tried to really stress here, it's kind of part of our Conservatives Cares motivation, is to say to get off your butt and to do something that can help real people with real action in real time. And we've been partnering with Princess Storm over at Hot 104.1. This will be our third year, possibly?
Yeah, this is our third year.
This is our third year. And how long, Princess Storm, who's in studio with us right now, how long have you been doing this diaper drive?
4 years, yeah.
4 years. So we found out that she was doing this. D to the C was like, hey, you two friends of mine, why don't you help each other? And we were like, yes, sir. And we did it. And we're so glad we did. Yeah. Ruler Foods has been our sponsor for this. We're broadcasting this Wednesday at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles. And I'm imploring you to show up in a big, big way and prove that we care and that we help, and to help the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. And joining us in studio also is Jerrica Franks, who is the Community Engagement Manager at the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. Jerrica, thank you for coming in here today. It's great to see you.
Thank you guys for having me.
So talk to me, Jerrica, about the real world experience that you have with the Diaper Bank, the kind of help that St. Louis needs to show up and to help these moms and dads trying to put diapers on babies' bottoms.
Of course. So we are a member of the National Diaper Bank Network, and they did a study just last summer and released a very alarming number that 1 in 2 families are struggling to afford diapers. As a mother, I'm sure you know that it takes about $1,000 every year just to diaper a baby, on top of all the other products, rash cream, wipes, all the things that it takes to give a baby a clean, healthy, dignified life, but also considering that we have other bills to pay. And so this year, this is our 10th year of existence. Oh my God, I can't talk. and we are budgeted to distribute 3.5 million diapers here in just the St. Louis metropolitan area.
3.5 million diapers? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So where do they come from? Where do these diapers come from?
So we are very grateful that the community is big in giving. We also purchase diapers through grants and mm-hmm. donations as well. We're able to purchase through the National Diaper Bank Network at a fraction of the cost of diapers that you get wholesale, you know, Target or Walmart.
Yeah.
So it's very a community oriented thing, because you're not able to purchase diapers with any kind of federal funding. So we are not qualified to receive federal funding through grants either, outside of grants from that. So we are.
Is there an obvious reason for that off the top of my head? I'm trying to come up with one. We buy everything else with federal funding. I don't know why diapers for babies should be.
They do not see diapers or period supplies as a basic need item. So unfortunately, we are stuck with having to pay for that out of pocket, as well as we pay a luxury tax on diapers and period supplies too. So there's an additional about 4.22% luxury tax that we're paying, which luxury, you know, that's the Tesla you see driving around. That's the Jaguar. That's diamonds, but it's also not diapers.
Not diapers. It's Ryan has twins and another one. And so you've gone through the double diapering of babies. Kind of seems obvious that it's a necessity.
Yeah, we looked at doing the whole cloth diaper thing for a while. You think about it when you're about to have a baby and you're like, oh, I'm going to do this. It's going to be good. It's going to be maybe a little cheaper. In the end, it really wasn't. And we realized pretty quickly that it also wasn't worth the time to, especially with twins, jumping in from zero babies to twins all at once. Man, we spent some money on diapers. So that was 2014. You know, the price of everything has just gone up. The price of your rent affects how much you're able to buy baby formula and diapers and things like that. So it's everything at the same time. It's hitting people at the bottom of that economic ladder. And I know that's who you are helping.
So, Princess Storm, you decided that you've got a kiddo.
Yeah. He's about to be 5 Friday.
Beautiful. That's one of the reasons why this is in September, right?
Yes.
In honor.
Kinda. It all just worked out.
It works that way. That's all right. Just own it. I've got 4 kids myself. They're all far enough apart. We've never had 2 in diapers at the same time. But you often don't realize the expense that it is until you are having to deal with it yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you were inspired to put this together. Tell us about that process.
Yeah. So, you know, starting in radio, I was just having fun and going out and just being the party girl I was. And then I had a baby and all those things stopped and COVID hit and I was at home. And it just made me realize, like, what's important. And family's important, giving back. And I wanted to do something, you know, not just for my community, but for myself that kind of makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And when I started to see how expensive diapers, you know, are, you know, kids go from a size 1 to 2 overnight, or you might rip the tag and you have to just toss that diaper and you can't use it at all.
Yes, that's so frustrating. That is like, you gotta be kidding me. Just hold it on there, kid.
You know, but it's nothing you can do about these things. And, you know, you can probably go cut costs with groceries, you can cut costs with gas, but you can't cut costs with a diaper for your child. So, you know, me and a couple of my friends, we were just talking about things I can do to give back, and they started to talk to me about the St. Louis Diaper Bank. I reached out to Jerrica. We met. We, you know, talked about doing a drive. And my first drive I did, you know, it was just me and her and my baby outside asking people for diapers. And you would just be surprised with how many people really wanted to give back.
Yeah.
Because if you're a mom or a parent or a cousin or an aunt and you have to provide diapers for someone, you understand the importance and the need of it. Now, if you don't have kids and you don't really be around children, you might be like, I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are, you know, dealing with that little, what you call it, like up into 2, you understand how important it is.
Yes.
And probably even longer, depending on the kid.
Yeah, certainly depends on the kid. Now, will we have, for the diaper drive on Wednesday, will there be an online place people can donate?
Yep, you can go to the website. I think I sent this to you guys, but you can go to the website and donate also. Whatever you can, $1, $2, $3, it doesn't matter. Everything helps.
Okay.
The more the better, but, you know, we will accept whatever you guys can
do. I'm going to tweet out the link to that before the end of the show, so you can follow me at Annie Fry Show, and I'll post that there. I'll also post it in the YouTube chat, and we will be promoting that all day Wednesday if you're not able to make it out to Ruler Foods, but we'd really love to see you. And this year at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles, we're going to broadcast, and then my understanding is you're broadcasting right after
us? I'm right behind you.
That's
I'm
fun.
Right behind you. So I'll be out there with you guys. I'm coming a little early. I have a surprise for you guys. Hopefully you're ready.
I don't know about
I think
that.
I like surprises.
Yeah. Yes.
Is it a slip and slide?
Maybe.
Okay, I'll have to check the temperature for that day, but sounds good.
I like you have standards. You're ripping your shirt off and you're slipping and sliding at Ruler Foods. Everybody knows
regardless
that.
Regardless of weather, there's a slip and slide.
Yeah. Hopefully no one's, you know, fixing the, what do you call that, the parking lot this year?
Yeah, we showed up. I think it was our first year.
Yeah.
We were sitting outside, setting up outside, and they were like resurfacing. The parking lot looked great by the end of the show, but this machine's like, like the whole time. And we're like, this isn't workable. So I think he paused.
He would keep looking over at us to see if we were talking, which we're a talk show, so
yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, yeah, we are. Yeah. He was trying.
Yeah,
he was
it worked out, and it looked great. It was just an ironic timing there. So Wednesday at the Ruler Foods in St. Charles on West Clay Street, please come out and see us. We would love to see you. You can also go poke around Ruler Foods afterwards if you've never been and see what I've been talking about all the time about saving money at Ruler Foods. And you can buy diapers at Ruler Foods as mm-hmm. well. But we'll take diapers that come from anywhere. So yeah. If you've got diapers, if you want to swing by a place and pick them up and you know the right place to go get them, or you know that you have a niece or somebody who had a box of diapers they never open and it's just sitting there. I've literally got a box of diapers in my garage right now that mm-hmm. I don't know how I missed them.
Yeah.
When Molly was grown through that size, but a unopened box of Pampers sitting right there, and So those are going to come with me.
Yeah, I have a box of diapers, and I was like going through the garage. I said, why is the diaper here? And I was like, okay, I'm just going to put this in my car for Wednesday. And, you know, I've been seeing a lot of people give checks. You know, they've been writing out to the St. Louis Diaper Bank. So I have to load Jerrica up with all these things. Mm-hmm. But I'm super excited, you know, to do this 4 years in the making. It's really, really awesome to see the community come back and, you know, show out and give back to everyone.
Yeah. So, Jerrica, before we let you go, talk to us a little bit about, is there a need that is bigger than another? Is there a size preference? Like, just tell us, give us the lay of the land of what you want to encourage people to show up and show out with.
Of course. So we can always use larger sizes 4, 5, 6s. We know kids tend to stay in those a lot longer, as well as training pants. Mm-hmm. We can pray and hope that they get out of those diapers fast enough, but training pants is also a huge need too.
Okay, that's a really good piece of advice. All right, well, I'm counting on the 97.1 audience to show up and support the Hot 104.1 Princess Storm Diaper Drive that goes to benefit the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. I always get a little nervous. I'm like, I know they're going to show up. And then you guys always do, and then I just walk on cloud nine for a long time after, because it's so heartwarming to be able to partner with the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank, with Princess Storm, who dreamed up this idea, and to support it. So I'm asking you guys to help support me, support Princess Storm, who's supporting the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. And Wednesday should be a really great day. I'm looking forward to it.
No, yeah, I'm excited. So my goal this year was 100,000 diapers.
Yeah.
And that's like 2,000 families.
Yeah.
I believe we already reached like 60,000 ish.
Okay, good.
So that's like a small goal to, you know, overachieve, but yeah,
it's doable.
We can totally do that. Yeah. And 97.1, we're gonna show up. We're gonna help you out and hopefully push you past that very noble goal. All right. Thank you both, ladies, for being in here.
Thank you.
Wednesday's gonna be a great day.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us partner with you.
Storm, what's the surprise?
She's actually going to surprise you.
I almost said it. I
know. I almost had you.
That's great. All right. See you Wednesday at Ruler Foods in St. Charles. Please, please, please come out and support us. I will share the link where you can donate directly to help the cause. And it's going to be a wonderful day. And we're going to do it together. Straight up helping those babies who need that that extra diaper in their nursery. We can do that. We can do that. Let's do it together. We'll be right back.